Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve. The show is Word for Word. This is show number 414. That's new ones. That's not counting repeats. We are in the book of Mark. We will be starting at chapter 13. I suggest that you have writing material and a pad so you can write down all the notes. I'll give them twice. I can't keep going back over them. I'll never get the show done. Too many notes. And let's get started in chapter 13, verse 1. This is about Yahshua here. And as he went out of the set apart place, one of his taught ones said to him, "Teacher, see what stones and what buildings." He was marveling basically at the construction of the giant temple. Verse 2. And Yeshua answering said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon another at all which shall not be thrown down." Okay. That would be Matthew 24. You can reference Matthew 24 on that. The Romans would actually throw down the temple and then plow it. Plow the ground. Just destroy it. Okay? He's giving a future look. Verse 3. "And And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, opposite the set-apart place, Kepha, that's Peter, and Yaakov and Yohanan and Andre asked him separately, this is verse 4, and you can reference 2 Esdras, chapter 4, verse 51, through chapter 5, verse 19. That's 2 Esdras 4, 51, through 5:19. Say to us, when shall these be? Now they have events in italics to sort of tie it in. When shall these events be? And what shall be the sign when all this is going to be accomplished? Verse 5. And Yeshua began to say to them, take heed that no one leads you astray. Verse 6. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am he, and they shall lead many astray. That's false pastors today, okay? And they shall lead many astray. Verse 7. And when you hear of fightings and reports of fightings, do not be troubled. It has to take place. But the end is not yet. Verse 8. For nation shall rise against nation and reign against reign. And there shall be earthquakes in various places, and there shall be scarcities of food and disturbances. These are the beginning of birth pains. All right, that's the birth of the kingdom of Yahweh and the death pains, I guess, of the New World Order. Verses 9 through 11. Let me get a little drink of coffee here. I've got a frog in my throat. Just a second. Ah, yes, that helps. Verses 9 through 11. You can reference Matthew chapter 10, verses 17 through 20. And Luke chapter 12, verses 11 and 12. That's Matthew 10, 17 through 20. And Luke 12, verses 11 and 12, verse 9. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils. You understand? They shall deliver you up to councils and to congregations. You shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and sovereigns for my sake, for a witness to them. Verse 10. And the good news has to be proclaimed first to all the nations. What nations? The Hebrew nations. The nations of Israel. Verse 11. And when they lead you away and deliver you up, do not worry beforehand what you are to say. But whatever is given you in that hour, speak that. For it is not you who are speaking, but the set apart Spirit. Verse 12. Listen to this carefully. This describes this modern day also. Verse 12. And brother shall deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children shall rise up against parents and shall put them to death. Because they tell the truth, okay? They're hating on us real bad. Verse 13 emphasizes that. Verse 13 of chapter 13, you can reference Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. That's Matthew 10, 22, and Matthew 24, 13. And that's also Matthew 24, 13. And you shall be hated by all because of my name. But he who shall have endured to the end, he shall be saved. Okay, and in other passages it says, and occupy until the end, even unto death. That's rough for a lot of people to accept. And when confronted, will backpedal. Okay? That's just how it is. When faced with their death, the faith is not strong enough. But he is addressing his taught ones. You understand? The taught ones. They were special. Verse 14 of chapter 13, you can reference Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, chapter 11, verse 31, chapter 12, verse 11. And 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 54, and chapter 6, verse 7. That's Daniel 9:27, 11:31, and 12:11, and 1 Maccabees 1, 54, and 6, verse 7. And when you see the abomination that lays waste, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, shut up where it should not be, he who reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Yehuda flee to the mountains. Okay. Verses 15 and 16 of chapter 13, verses 15 and 16, you can read Luke chapter 17, verse 31. That's Luke 17, 31, verse 15. And he who is on the housetop, let him not go down into the house, nor come in to take whatever out of his house. Verse 16. And he who is in the field, let him not go back to get his cloak. Verse 17, and woe to those who are pregnant and to those nursing children in those days. Verse 18, and pray that your flight does not take place in winter. Here is verse 19, and for verse 19 of chapter 13, reference Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Daniel 12, 1, and Revelations chapter 7, verse 14. Revelation 7, 14, verse 19. For in those days there shall be distress, such as has not been from the beginning of creation, which Elohim created until this time, nor ever shall be. Verse 20. And if the Master had not shortened those days, no flesh would have been saved. But because of the chosen ones whom he chose, he shortened the days. Verse 21. And if anyone then says to you, look, here is the Messiah, or look there, do not believe it. Verse 22. Listen to this very carefully. For false messiahs and false prophets shall rise and show signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, even the chosen ones. We see that today. Flat earth. All this other doubtful disputations that mean nothing. Trump's gonna save everybody. Yeah? Okay. Hillary's gonna be indicted. Yeah? Verse 23. And you, take heed. See, I have forewarned you all. Of it all, pardon me. I have forewarned you of it all. Verse 24. You can reference Isaiah chapter 13, verse 10. That's Isaiah 13, 10. The book of Joel chapter 2. Verses 10 and 31, and chapter 3, verse 15. That's Joel 2, 10 and 31, and 3, 15. Revelations, chapter 6, verse 12. That's Revelation 6, 12. And Ezekiel 32, verse 7, Ezekiel 32, 7. There's verse 24. But in those days after that distress, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give its light. Verse 25. And the stars of heaven shall fall. Reference Isaiah 13:10. Isaiah 13:10. and the powers in the heavens shall be shaken. That's Isaiah 34, verse 4. That's 34, verse 4. You shall also see Ezekiel 32:7. That's Ezekiel 32:7. Joel 2:10. That's for all of this stuff. And 31. And 3:15. And Haggai, the book of Haggai, verse 2, or chapter 2, Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 and 21. Okay. And Revelations 6, verse 13. Okay. 6:13. Now the powers in the heavens shall be shaken. Heavens here is Uranos, and that is the base word for our word uranium. The powers in uranium shall be shaken, okay? Bertrand Comperé had that. Nuclear conflict. Nuclear conflict, anybody? They're working hard on it. Okay. Verse 26. And then they shall see the son of Adam coming in the clouds. Reference Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. Daniel 7, 13. Continuing on, with much power and esteem. Reference Revelations chapter 1, verse 7. Revelations 1, 7. Verse 27. And then he shall send his messengers, not angels, messengers, and assemble his chosen ones from the four winds, from the farthest part of earth to the farthest part of heaven. Gather the remnant. Reference Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 4. That's Deuteronomy 30, verse 4. And Zechariah. Chapter 2, verse 6, Zechariah 2, 6. Verse 28. And learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that the summer is near. Verse 29. So you also, when you see these taking place, know that it is near at the door. Verse 30. Truly I say to you, this generation shall by no means pass away till all this takes place. All right, the word generation. Okay? This generation. Read Genea, this race. Okay, they put in generation. Means race. This race shall by no means pass away till all this takes place. That's the race of Adam, the race of Israel, true, pure-blooded Israel. Verse 31. The heaven and the earth shall pass away, but my word shall by no means pass away. A lot of stuff is going to get destroyed, but his words, what he taught us, will never pass. Verse 32 of chapter 13, you can reference Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. That's Matthew 24, 36. Verse 32. But concerning that day and the hour, no one knows. Not even the messengers in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Yahweh will decide when it will come, and it will be a surprise to everybody. A mighty unpleasant surprise to some. Aww. Verse 33. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you do not know when the time is. Verse 34. As a man going abroad, having left his house and given authority to his servants, and to each his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. And for verse 34, you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 36 through 38. That's Luke 12, 36 through 38 for verse 34 here. Verse 35, watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming. In the evening, or at midnight, or at the crowing of the cock, or in the morning. Verse 36. Lest coming suddenly, he should find you sleeping. Verse 37. And what I say to you, I say to all. Watch. And that ends chapter 13. Okay, that ends chapter 13. Let's take up in chapter 14. All right, chapter 14, verse 1. Now the Pesach, that's the Passover, and the festival of Matzah, that's Feast of Unleavened Bread, was after 2 days. And the chief priests and scribes were seeking how to take him through treachery and put him to death. And you can reference Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 27. That's Exodus 12, 1 through 27. All right. Verse 2. This is what the scribes and the chief priests were saying. The Pharisees. Verse 2. And they said, not at the festival, lest there be an uproar of the people. Verse 3. And while he was in Beth Anya, in the house of Shimon the leper, and sitting at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of perfume, genuine nard, that's spikenard, very costly. And breaking the flask, she poured it on his head. And you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 7, verses 37 and 38. That's Luke 7, 37 and 38. Verse 4. But there were some who were much displeased among themselves and said, why was this perfume wasted? Verse 5. For it could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor. And they were scolding her. Verse 6. But Yeshua said, leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. Verse 7, you can reference Deuteronomy 15, verse 11, verses 7 and 8. For you have the poor with you always, and you are able to do good to them whenever you wish, but you do not always have me. Verse 8. What she had, she used. She took it beforehand to anoint my body for the burial. Verse 9. Truly I say to you, wherever this good news, that's the gospel, is proclaimed in all the world, what this woman did shall also be spoken of to her remembrance. All right. And Yehuda from Kerioth, okay, man of Kerioth, Yehuda ish Kerioth, one of the 12, that's the devil, okay, went to the chief priest to deliver him up to them. Verse 11. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him silver. And he was seeking how to deliver him up conveniently, because Kerioth is on the border of Edom. He was an Edomite. And he had to be among the 12 because he had to betray Yeshua in order for Yeshua to surrender his life to cover over our sins. That had to be. A lot of people didn't understand that. But Yeshua knew it. There's no way that we would be redeemed unless he had given up his life and then took it up again as first fruits of the resurrection. Verse 12. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they were slaughtering the Pesach lamb, that's the preparation day, his taught ones said to him, because it begins at sundown, where do you wish us to go and prepare for you to eat the Pesach? Verse 13. And he sent out two of his taught ones and said to them, go into the city, and there a man bearing a jar of water shall meet you. Follow him. Verse 14. And wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, the teacher says, where is the guest room in which I am to eat the Pesach with my taught ones? Verse 15, and he shall show you a large upper room, furnished, ready, prepare for us there. Verse 16, and his taught ones went out and came into the city and found it as he had said to them, and they prepared the Pesach. Verse 17, and evening having come, he came with the 12. That's when the Passover begins, at sundown. Verse 18, and you can reference Psalm 41, verse 9. That's Psalm 41, verse 9. Verse 18, and as they sat and ate, Yeshua said, "Truly, I say to you, one of you who is eating with me shall deliver me up." Verse 9. Because he knew. This was all in the plan. He knew. Verse 19. And they began to be grieved and to say to him one by one, "Is it I?" And another, "Is it I?" They were doubting themselves. Would I do something, possibly? You know. Oh, they were really upset. Verse 20. And he answering said to them, "It is one of the 12, he who is dipping with me in the dish." Verse 21. "The son of Adam is indeed going as it has been written of him, but woe to that man by whom the son of Adam is delivered up. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." Verse 22. Here's what they call communion. Verse 22. "And as they were eating, Yeshua took bread, having blessed, broke it, gave it to them, and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.'" Okay. This is my body. It's you will partake of his body. Verse 23. "And taking the cup, giving thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it." Verse 24. And you can reference Exodus chapter 24, verse 8. Exodus 24, 8. And Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34. Verse 24. "And he said to them, 'This is my blood, that of the renewed covenant, which is shed for many,'" all for Israel. Verse 25. "Truly I say to you, I shall no more drink of the fruit of the vine till that day when I drink it anew in the reign of Elohim." Verse 26. "And having sung a song, they went out to the Mount of Olives." Verse 27, and you can reference Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7. That's Zechariah 13, 7. "And Yeshua said to them, 'All of you shall stumble in me this night, for it has been written, I shall strike the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered.'" Verse 28, you can reference Matthew chapter 28, verse 16. Matthew 28, 16. "But after I am raised, I shall go before you to Galilee." And here we go, verse 29. "And Cephas said to him," that's Peter, "'Even if all shall stumble, yet not I.'" Verse 30, "And Yeshua said to him, 'Truly I say to you that today, this night, before the cock shall crow twice, you shall deny me three times.'" Verse 31, But he spoke more strongly, "If I have to die with you, I shall not deny you." And they all said the same. Verse 32. And they came to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his taught one, "Sit here while I pray." Verse 33. And he took with him Kepha and Yaakov and Yohanan, and he began to be greatly amazed and to be deeply distressed. He knew what was coming. And he was inhabiting the body of a man, was suffering the torments of a man. This could not be accomplished any other way than him feeling what we would feel, okay? He's going to suffer the pain, even though he was a divine being, that we would feel for us. Verse 34, and he said to them, "My being is exceedingly grieved, even to death. Stay here and watch." Verse 35. And he went on a little and fell on the ground and was praying that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. In other words, he was hoping maybe there's some other way we can accomplish this. Well, verse 36, and he said, "Abba," that means Father. "Father, all is possible for you. Make this cup pass from me. Yet not what I desire, but what you desire." Said, if I have to suffer this, then I will. Verse 37. And he came and found them sleeping and said to Kepha, "Shimon," that's Simon, Peter, okay, "are you sleeping? You were not able to watch 1 hour?" Verse 38. "Watch and pray, lest you enter into the trial. The spirit indeed is eager, but the flesh is weak." Boy, is it ever. How many back off today when trial comes? When you're put to it, how many back off? Verse 39. And again he went away and prayed and spoke the same words. Verse 40. And having returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And they did not know what to answer him. Verse 41. And he came the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. See, the son of Adam is being delivered up into the hands of these sinners." Verse 42. "Rise up. Let us go. See, he who is delivering me up has drawn near." Verse 43. And immediately, while he was still speaking, Yahuda, that's Iscariot, one of the 12, with a large crowd with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. All these Edomites that had infested the temple. Verse 44. And the one who was delivering him up had given them a signal saying, "Whomever I kiss, it is he. seize him and lead him away safely. Seize him and lead him away safely. Verse 45, and going straight up to him, he said to him, Rabbi, Rabbi. In other words, teacher, teacher. And kissed him. Verse 46. And they laid their hands on him and seized him. Verse 47. And one of those standing by, speaking of his disciples, drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Verse 48, and Yeshua answering said to them, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? Verse 49, reference Luke chapter 19, verse 47, and verse 21, verse 37. That's 19:47 and 21:37. Daily I was with you in the set-apart place teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be filled, or fulfilled, okay? Verse 50. And they all left him and fled. That was all his disciples. They ran off because they were scared of the crowd of all the men with clubs and swords. Verse 51. And a certain young man was following him, having a linen cloth thrown about his naked body. And when they seized him, verse 52, he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. Verse 53. And they led Yeshua away to the high priest and all the chief priests and elders and the scribes came together to him. These were the Edomites, okay? Verse 54. And Kepha followed him at a distance, even into the courtyard of the high priest. And he was sitting with the officers and warming himself at the fire. Verse 55, and the chief priests and all the council were seeking witness against Yeshua to put him to death, and they were finding none. Verse 56, for many bore false witness against him, but their evidences did not agree. Verse 57, and some rose up and bore false witness against him, saying, we heard him saying, I shall destroy this dwelling place that is made with hands, and within 3 days I shall build another made without hands. He wasn't talking about the stone temple. He's talking about his body. And you can reference the book of John, chapter 2, verse 19, for verse 58. John 2:19, verse 59. And not even then did their witness agree. Verse 60. Then the high priest stood up in the center and asked Yeshua, saying, have you no answer to make? What do these witness against you? Verse 61. But he remained silent and gave no answer. Again the high priest asked him, saying to him, are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed? verse 62. And Yeshua said, I am, and you shall see the Son of Adam sitting at the right hand of the power. And for that, you reference Psalm 110, verse 1. That's Psalm 110, verse 1. And coming with the clouds of heaven. And you can reference Daniel, chapter 7, verse 13. Daniel 7:13, and tearing, verse 63, and tearing his garments, the high priest said, what further need do we have of witnesses? Verse 64, you can reference Leviticus 24:16. That's Leviticus 24:16. You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? And they all condemned him to be liable to death. Verse 65. And some began to spit on him, and to blindfold him, and to beat him, and to say to him, prophesy. They stirred up the crowd, in other words. And the officers struck him with the palms of their hands. Verse 66. And as Kepha, that's Peter, was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, verse 67, and seeing Kepha warming himself, she looked at him and said, and you were with Yeshua of Nazareth. Verse 68, but he denied it, saying, I do not know nor understand what you are saying. And he went out onto the porch, that's the porch of the temple, and a cock crowed. Verse 69, and the servant girl saw him again and began to say to those who stood by, this is one of them. And again he was denying it. And after a little while, those who stood by again said to Kepha, truly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean too, and your speech is alike. And he began to curse and swear, I do not know this man of whom you speak. Verse 72. And a second time the cock crowed. And Kepha remembered the word that Yeshua had said to him before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me three times. And thinking on it, he wept. And that ends chapter 14. And that ends the reading for today. I will get into chapter 15 on the next show. And I really, you know, that is so distressing. I feel so bad for Peter because the flesh took over. And he was so afraid for himself. And he had so bragged earlier, I even unto death I'll be with you. And Yeshua, knowing how weak men are, said, no, you're going to deny me. That's how it's going to be. You're going to deny me. And he did. And he imagined, as much as he loved him, that his courage broke and he denied his master. Imagine how that hurt. Imagine the pain that he felt at his own failing. Oh, man, the self-loathing and self-hatred. Oh, I have denied the Messiah. Poor guy. Poor guy. How many of us will do that when we're faced with a similar situation today? How many? You know, I'm an old man now. I'm 72. And I've had a life. And I'm in the service. And my perspective is different than a lot of people that are a lot younger. And if the world were right, which it is not, but if the world were right and normal, they might have a future. But as it stands with the way the Antichrists are assembling, and I say that in a plural, I don't think we have much longer to go, so there is no future. Except the big war. And that's in this world, okay, the way things are going in this world, okay. But this world's going to be destroyed. And there's going to be a different world coming. A world of righteousness and justice. And Edom will be destroyed. Righteousness will reign. And our master will be king. No king but Yeshua. I can't wait. That is marvelous. May he come soon. May Yahweh bless and keep you. And I'll talk to all of you a little later. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.